got Taylor Seifert on with us. And Taylor, thanks very much for giving us a few minutes. And the Lady Vols softball team, you guys are red hot, 27-9, 19-5, rolling along nicely.
Yeah, we're finally starting to click. You know, we've had a really good running the last few conference series. We were able to beat Lakeland, who is ranked number 12 in the country right now. Kind of gave our girls a confidence boost and kind of showed them that, you know, we're capable of being really good this year.
Now, I know as this season has been different and a struggle and a challenge and pausing and pivoting and all the words that are now in our vocabulary that we hardly ever used in terms of sports, as terms of trying to get games played. But how is the team? I mean, they must have just adjusted to this thing very, very well. You've got to have a good mindset to be able to be on this roller coaster.
Yeah. I mean, from the very beginning, we've been talking about how we got to be smart when we're off the field and how we need to stay around the same people that we have been around. And, you know, I took it as telling them, you just don't know when your last game could be. So we got to take this COVID thing serious. And all of our girls have done a really good job of kind of keeping to themselves and being together as a team and being really smart about what they're doing off the field.
Yeah, and when you throw in the fact that these are student-athletes, it's just even more to me, even more remarkable that you can do the things that you've done. 27-9, and that's a lot. Just that fact alone, Taylor, getting those games in, that many games in, has been somewhat remarkable because there have been pauses, there have been teams that have been hit with COVID, and I know the athletes are testing and things like that, but you're right, they've got to be safe, they've got to know what's going on, disciplined, and they've got to be student-athletes, too.
Yeah, no, definitely, for sure. And I give props to the coaches, too, that are in the softball GRAC. We've done a really good job. If teams have been hit, we've been able to kind of reschedule our games and move up different teams that maybe we weren't playing that week and move them up just to make sure that we don't get too far behind because, you know, like weather today, obviously we can't play. We're supposed to play a Frontier, so that would have pushed us back even farther. So I give props to the coaches, too, in the GRAC for being kind of flexible, and our athletes. Our athletes have been flexible. I mean, it's a day-to-day basis, so everybody's done a pretty good job.
Yeah, and so when you look at this season right now and where you're at 27-9 and 19-5, how much of the season is left and what's still there for you to achieve? Because I know you got to be looking ahead at postseason.
Yeah, no, we still have a ton of games left that can really see where we're placed. We still have Lincoln Trail left. We still have Kathcastia left. We have Frontier twice. We have Alney, SIC, and Red Lake. So we have all those games still to get in by May 4th before our first round hits on the 8th of May. So we still have a ton of games left. And, you know, there's a lot of things that could change within that time. And like I told our girls, these games right now matter more than what it did when we were playing Lakeland. We got to win these games out and make sure that we're staying competitive and, you know, staying in it until the very end.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the schedule here. You've got a doubleheader on Thursday against Lincoln Trail, and then Saturday,
yep,
a doubleheader, Kaskaskia. You still got the Frontier you're trying to make up. And it's sort of like when I was talking with Kyle Supernaw about the baseball, and all of a sudden you're stacking up all these teams. How does that affect, for example, your pitching?
So for us, I mean, we got really lucky. We were able to move up our split game that we were supposed to play last Saturday to Friday. So our pitchers have gotten, you know, a couple days off. They got Saturday through Monday off. They threw a light bullpen today. They'll throw a light bullpen tomorrow. So, you know, those back-to-back games really kind of hurt our pitching staff. And then throw in our extra inning games that we've played. And, you know, our games have not been short this year. They're lasting, you know, anywhere from 2 hours to 2 hours and 45 minutes. So our pitching staff has to be deep and, you know, we got to give them days off, and we were able to do that this weekend.
I was just counting, and I may be wrong here, but I'm just doing this quickly. I count about 14 games that you still have left to get in before Saturday, May 8th, the first round of the regionals.
Yep. So we still have a ton to get in, and, you know, we're trying to look at moving some games up when we have some off days just to make sure that we get them in because we don't know what the weather is going to end up being like. And you know, us not getting in two games could really kind of contradict if we're going to be seeded second or seeded third in the
exactly.
conference.
Yeah, exactly. And, so, and that 19-5 conference record, too. What's the biggest, you know, the biggest strength of this team, softball, the team that Logan has, Taylor? What's your biggest strength? Is it pitching or is it the hitting? I mean, do you guys, what do you think the biggest strength is?
Ooh, I mean, that's kind of really hard to say because our pitching staff, I would say it's been the best since I've been here. You know, our pitching is really holding us in some tight ball games, even when we weren't swinging it very well at the beginning of the year. They were holding us in those games. So our pitching staff is definitely there. But also, if you look at our, you know, our batting average, it's 347 and we have 59 home runs. So I can't really say, you know, pitching or hitting because we're doing a really good job on both sides.
Well, I'm just looking at this Friday, April the 16th, doubleheader sweep at SWIC, and you scored 22 runs. And, you know, you beat them 10-6 and 12-5. So you got to be swinging the bat pretty well.
Yeah, no, and we have speed too. And so that's a big factor that we've been able to do. I mean, if you look at one of our highest batting averages is Taylor Widges, and she's a slapper with speed. She's done a really good job as a sophomore. So, you know, it's not just power. We have, you know, all around, you know, some three-tool players that are really good.
When you look at the rest of this schedule, and I know I'm looking at here, there's, what, four games with Frontier College. You've got two with Alney. Two with Kaskaskia. Who on this schedule, when you look ahead, who are the conference teams that you look to have the most battles with? I mean, who's the toughest left on your schedule?
I would say Kaskaskia. You know, they took one from us at the beginning of the season that we just didn't come out ready to go. We were not swinging it very well. We made some defensive mistakes, some mental errors out there. So I think our girls want to come out and beat them. And you know, they're going to give us a good game no matter what. They're a good team. They swing it pretty well. We just got to be ready to go when we go there. And, you know, playing them at home is going to be very competitive for our girls.
Yeah, and this weather that moved into the area doesn't really help. But if it gets out of the way, I mean, you can play with some cold weather and a little bit of wind, can't you? I mean, that's not going to bother you. It's just this moisture that's got to stay out of here.
Yep, we just got to make sure that it's warm enough for us to play. We were supposed to play at Frontier tonight, but we can't start those games until 4:30 and 6:30. So we're pushing into, you know, getting into this wintery mix, plus the real feel being 32 degrees.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not really something I want to risk getting one of our pitchers hurt or something like that. So we decided that it'd be best just to move it back.
Yeah. And again, when you do that, there's not a lot of places where you can stuff these games right now, is it? I mean, it definitely is a crunch time as far as getting all these games in.
Oh, yeah. No matter where we put it, we're going to be playing back-to-back days. And our girls know that. We've talked about it. We talked about it today. We just got to be mentally tough because it's going to be a long next couple weeks, and we just got to be able to push through. And then on top of that, you throw in academics, and it's coming to the end. So they got to be mentally tough in the classroom as well when they're missing class because of these games.
And we talked a little bit after one of the men's games, basketball games, but how excited is it right now to be associated with this John A. Logan sports team? I mean, we just had the golf team on, and, you know, Lauren Bond Clark, and they won the region tournament today, and Molly Ellis got a medalist, and she got Coach of the Year. They're getting ready to go to the National. You got the men out in Hutchinson, Kansas, going to play at noon tomorrow. I mean, it's a lot of fun to be a part of something like this, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, I enjoy it. I love being able to associate with the coaches, and the kids love it. We're actually going to practice early tomorrow to be able to support the boys and watch them at noon. And so we're going to make sure that they are able to support them because I know that they want to be able to watch it as well. And, you know, I'm a very competitive person, so I like seeing all of our sports succeed. And so it just makes us look a lot better as a whole, too, when it comes recruiting wise.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up next. You segued into that perfectly, because when you go out and recruit and you talk to some potential softball players that would wear Logan's colors, it gets pretty easy when you start talking about, well, the 27-9 and we, you know, did well in the tournament and the year that we just had, and then they'll say, oh yeah, that's a team, basketball team that went to the Nationals. Oh, that's the golf team that won the region. And you know, that might be cliche in these days, but I think, you know, kids, especially high school kids, are so media savvy and social awareness. You know, everybody has phones that do everything, take pictures and watch movies and the whole bit. So they know about that stuff, don't they?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I talk to recruits all the time, and they bring up different things that our athletics have done. And even the parents are so engaged when it comes to that, when they're on recruiting visits and stuff like that. I mean, the dads are all about basketball if they're basketball players and stuff like that. So they're always looking at what the sports are doing, especially those ones that maybe aren't from around here that want to do some research. When they get to looking at it, and they're like, oh, man. Yeah, they got some good programs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, that definitely helps us out when we're trying to get some kids that are a little bit farther away.
Sure.
That we need.
Sure. Well, listen, I thank you for the visit. And I promised you, you know, I told you a couple of weeks ago we were going to get you on before we were done on the shows, and we're getting close to the end. So I wanted to make sure that we had plenty of time to talk tonight. And, you know, I know Greg Sterick's out in Hutchinson, Kansas, and he's, you know, mm-hmm. he was sending me the record today and everything. He said, "Now ask Taylor this and make sure you bring up this." And so, you know, everybody's excited about baseball and softball too. And normally, I mean, you know, we use that word "normal" a lot now, but that this time of year is things that help make you feel normal. If you can come out to outside to a ball game and stand along the fence or put your lawn chairs out or bring a cooler, not tonight necessarily, but you know, on a Saturday afternoon and see a doubleheader. And what's better if the Logan softball team's winning and Taylor Seifert, you got him winning.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. You know, we get a lot of fans, and I appreciate everybody that comes out and supports us, and so do the girls, and it just makes them play harder. And it looks really good, like I said about, you know, our team's winning. It looks good when we have fans, too, there to support us when our recruits are out. So that helps out a lot, too.
All right, well, let's talk about Thursday then. Thursday, April the 22nd, you got a doubleheader, 2 and 4. Is that still the start times for Thursday?
Yep, 2 okay. and 4 at home. Yep,
at home.
Lincoln.
Yeah, so if you want to come out and see the Lady Vols play some softball, they're 27-9, 19-5. These are conference games, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. out at John A. Logan at the softball field. They'll take on Lincoln Trail. Then you go on the road Saturday to play Kaskaskia. Those games you're talking about. But then Sunday back home for a doubleheader with Frontier College.
Yep, that's correct. Yep, so we have 2 chances for everybody to come out and watch.
All right. Well, Coach, continued good luck. And, boy, getting exciting this going down the stretch here. We'll try to have you on again. But thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Yep, not a problem. Thank you.